Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Marie Gerlette. She is the director for San Bernardino County Child Support Services, and also Miguel McQueen, assistant director of San Bernardino County Child Support Services. And we're going to be talking about the many services that child support offers to the public. So thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Marie, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with the Department of Child Support Services.
So I've been in the program for 30 years, over 30 years. I started with the County of San Diego, and I was there 27 years, and then moved to San Bernardino about a little over 3 years ago and to become the director, and have really enjoyed what I've been doing here.
Okay, Miguel, tell us, how long have you been with the Department of Child Support Services?
Actually, I'm a newbie. I've actually been with child support for 3 months. It'll be 3 months next week. I've been with the County of San Bernardino for 21 years, most of which was with the Workforce Development Department.
Okay, Marie, to begin with, tell us, what exactly is child support, and what are some of the things that you want people to know about your department?
So what we really want people to know about the Department of Child Support Services is that we are here to help our customers, both the parent paying support and the parent who is receiving support. We are really focused in on holistically addressing the issues that our customers may have that prevent them from paying child support. And so we have a holistic case management approach in which our case workers are very focused in on trying to remove the barriers that prevent our customers from paying their child support. And so we really try to provide resources and assist them so that they can be self-sufficient and be able to pay their support.
What are some of the most common misconceptions or untrue stigmas that the child support services has to deal with?
So I would say probably the most common is that we are part of the district attorney's office. We are not. Another common thing is that if you come into our office, you may be arrested. We do not arrest anyone who doesn't pay their child support. We really want to help. Our whole goal is to alleviate that stigma and really try to get the message out through our community partners and other county agencies that we are here to help and we really want to help.
Great. Now, what positive changes have you made for your customers recently?
So we are really focused on customer service and ensuring that our customers have a really good experience when they come into our office or they call our office. All of our interactions are very, like I said, holistically focused. And so we really are focused on trying to figure out what's happening in our families' lives that we can help and provide resources for, as well as address the child support and maybe changing the order if it's not the right amount, or assisting in finding jobs and job skills and things like that.
Now, if someone wants to open up a case, they come into your office and they want to open up a case, what is the procedure?
If someone wants to open a case, there are two ways that cases come to the Department of Child Support Services. The first way is if you apply for assistance through the Transitional Assistance Department through the County of San Bernardino. That's the first way. The other way is anyone who needs child support, they can apply for services through our website, or they can come into our office and apply for services. We do have three offices that they can visit to start their application.
Miguel, now you say that you've only been with the department for about 3 months. What experiences have you brought to your new position at the department?
Well, for the first 21 years, we're with workforce development, which at the end of the day is about employment and matching the right opportunity with the right person, with the right employer. And so as you heard Marie talk about the holistic approach to child support and getting away from an enforcement-based model, the most important thing that we can do as a county department is really live up to what the county vision is, which is to work collaboratively. And with that is bringing in a collective impact model. So bringing in someone like myself, aside from working with the great staff that are there internally, but also the relationships and partnerships that I've fostered through the years through my work with workforce development and economic development. So for instance, if you have an individual who's unable to pay for whatever the reasons might be, employment might be the main part of that. How can we then link that person to those opportunities through employment? At the same time, the parent who does have custody, while they do need the support from the non-custodial parent, they too need additional supports, whether that be employment, it could be healthcare related, could be mental health related, it could be any number of things, housing related. So for me, it's bringing in the partnership and collaboration and help building upon the momentum that Marie's really started 3 years ago. And that's how I found a home here in this department and how we move forward together. Again, is supporting the countywide vision of working collaboratively so that people can have, you know, where they live, work, and play, right? I'm a person who's from this county, I live here. And I see firsthand the impact that this money that needs to be collected on behalf of children and family, how important that is. And so there's not just one way to do that. You do that collectively. And I think that's what I'm hoping to bring to the table and continue on with this mission that we're on.
Right. Okay, now what other services does child support offer?
Well, I think from what we're talking about initially from establishing a case, and so here's what I would want to say first. Our number one goal is to be there for both the custodial parent and the non-custodial parent. How can we facilitate that conversation? Because whether the parents are together or whomever has custody or the family's intact, they still have a lifelong commitment to working toward the betterment of that family and that child. So that's number one. Our number one goal is to help facilitate that conversation and facilitate whatever needs to be done, whether that be by court order or when they both parties agree on whatever, however they're going to move forward in terms of payments. The other piece is we offer a direct connection to other services. That's what we're talking about. Other community partners, for instance, transitional assistance, workforce development, housing. It could be youth services, veterans, you name it. Across the board, by the way, same thing with the justice involved. For those individuals who might have some background issues, there's a whole array of people that are served by the county, by all county departments, and certainly child support is no different. So we may not provide the service, but we know who does, and we'll connect that person. And so when we say you're there for your family, we're there for you, that's how we mean that, as a support to all those things.
Great. Now, August is Child Support Awareness Month. What is the department doing to raise awareness?
So we are doing a couple of different things. We have resources in our offices on Mondays. So we have Mondays with DCSS. We kicked off August Child Support Awareness Month with our Back to School Family and Resource Fair, where we had a number of agencies, not only county agencies, but also community-based organizations, available to provide resources to the families who came. We also provided backpacks. So we are really focused in on that. We just recently did a job fair and had a number of employers available to meet with our customers who may be looking for a job change or even looking for a job. We did that in May, and so we're looking at doing that again as well in October, having another job fair.
And what is your long-term vision for the department?
So the long-term vision is to really focus in on getting our customers to understand that we're here to help and changing the perception of what child support is. There's a lot of news stories out there about the bad side of child support. There are states who are going after people who don't pay their child support and putting them in jail. We don't do that. And so we really want not only our customers, but our community-based organizations who really work with the same customers that we do to get that message out to our customers. It's really looking at one coordinated effort to really educate the customers about child support and what we can do for them and how we can help them.
And where can we go to get more information about child support services?
So you can look at our website. You can also come into our offices. We have three offices, Loma Linda, Victorville, and Ontario. We have webcams that are available in some of our TAD offices as well. And we really want to hear from our customers.
And what is the website? Do you know that offhand?
www.hss.sbcounty.gov/DCSS.
Great. That's a tough one to remember.
Mouthful.
Yes, it is.
And we will post a link on our website after this airs as well. So, and now if there's one important thing that you could let the public know, one important fact about child support services, what would that be?
I think the one important fact about child support is that we are really here to provide a service that helps families and lifts families out of poverty. And so we really want to be able to let the people in the community know that we are here to help.
Miguel, do you have anything to close
No, I actually agree with that. I think not just that we are here to help, but that we are an actual viable and reliable resource for the community. That's what we're here to do, to support the individuals who live here, who work here, and want to raise their families here.
Okay, Marie Gerlet, Director for San Bernardino County Child Support Services, and Miguel McQueen, Assistant Director of San Bernardino County Child Support Services. So thank you once again for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.